do some work.
Yeah.
Not that you haven't been doing some work.
Sure.
Go very pleased to have the opportunity to do this work. He's been working my law and, I actually talked and channel now, but I think this is great.
Well, you know, you remember where she went many years ago, don't you? Well, she wanted a picture. Maybe we should sit over that way, would that be better?
I think so.
Or, yeah, let's sit over here and get a better picture. Sit here, Arthur, and I'll sit here, John. Martin. No, wait a minute, secretary there. No, John, no, you should be there, John, secretary here.
Here, I mean, look to the faces.
And I just want to look at the faces, fine. You segregate the schools, the ones that are...
We're gonna run that down, but you saw it, run that down, Mobile, Alabama.
We have to deal with our times.
No, that's...
No, I'm not, I'm right over here.
No, I sit right over here, of course you should be over there. They won't print it, you have it, that's all right.
Have you ever seen those signs?
No, I mean, sorry, I had a little...
I'm very thankful. You know, they do not like the month festival.
Not well, I said, put it back, or...
Well, you know,
he's going up the woods down there. I guess that's about the square, the little part of the forest down there. And he's going...
They are appointed about 1,700 of them by the government.
It was at a good conference.
Yes, sir. Well, it was a good conference.
You're getting it, yeah.
'61. It was held 10 days before we went out of office. So I was able to make a concluding speech at that conference without checking with the Bureau of Budget or anybody.
Right.
We were going out of office in 10 days.
But anyway, that's another significant fact that Arthur did the first conference. He's been chairman of the planning board for this one, and this is becoming full-time chairman in an effective way of introducing his invitation to the that's one by state about 700, I guess we'll get one about 300 national organizations that have interest in aging. So they will all be participating in this too. And then some different appointments, and we will have a cushion of possible appointments that could be made by yourself or by yourself, or in the event that we get some imbalance in delegations, people who are being more from the there's a little some cushion leaving in there.
Distinctly in the last 5 weeks, 60 campaign, this area was a major issue to the right here. I mean, that's right, we were trying to deal with them. Seems to me the timing of this is such that it can make a very positive contribution.
You know, it's going to be very helpful if the active promises that are in inflation, the CPI number, and stay about in the present ballpark. It may slip above it, I'm afraid. First quarter was very good in the CPI, and when I was excellent, 2.7 tenths. Yeah. I didn't dream it would be that good. I don't know how it could. I think it's one of the things that caught up with how we got it all. I suppose your real problem is that there's always going to be the money. That everybody will say, how about raising the Social Security, raising so on, and you know, you always have the problem, and what can we really do? We'd like to raise it. I want to say, however, that this is, in terms of politics, a constituency that is very much ours, has been, a constituency that is important to this country. Also, that is, has been grievously overlooked in this time of the youth culture. You know, everybody's rushing around the Estes Park, and it's just beautiful. Have something to offer to. I think just caring is important. Yes. I think the whole thing should be we really care, and that we're not and sure the money or do everything we can there. But the whole thing, which during your meeting the other time, John, is that we're really concerned about what the contribution you have made in the past, the contribution you still can make, the quality of life for older people, the fact that we don't want to put them out and separate them. In fact, if you want to have young people to have the opportunity to continue to know, I think a little of that is just, you know,
well, I believe, as a matter of fact,
and because of the, I love, and I think it's just as, I mean, this respect for, talking, take our Chinese friends, what has kept the miserable continent together? I mean, it's poor, famines and all the rest. Why are they so, frankly, so secure to the Indians? Everybody laughs at it because of their great respect for age. They're really true. They've given continuity. They've never had a government worth a damn. They've not had a communist, they never had a government. They've never had any. And yet they have sopped up every invading force. They continue to survive in every country in the world where the Chinese move, even though they're minorities there, the most potent and powerful people. Now, all of it isn't because they are shall we say, oriented toward age. But a lot of it has. It's one thing the communist system has been able to destroy there. Sure, they've taken the Red Guard and all the rest, but there's still that respect for the older people.
It's one thing
I think it's true, really. But
you know, our
we are getting all so far away from it. I think young people, I tell our kids, you know, the grandmother comes around, they're both dead now, but they come around, they're a little pokey, and so forth and so on, a little hard to handle, but by God, it's good for them to have them there. good for them to learn a little tolerance, huh?
One hard hit that hard.
Yeah, well,
the hard tendency to isolate the older people.
Put them on. Sun Cities, etc. No, those aren't nice places. But I'm glad to see that in California, the places that they, you know, like Leisure World and the rest, not the next.
Yes.
I know, Lenny, you know what Leisure World
is. Yes, sir.
Out here. Magnificent place. You see all old folks. But now they've opened it up, and now middle class, middle aged people go and they all enjoy it. They have all a good time.
One of the
I like to mention the Dutch advantage, you know, in their housing.
Right.
That's another thing when we talk about the Moynihan has all the figures on that, and where the Dutch in their housing first, because they're very advanced in housing, first had housing for the old, housing for the young people. Now they mix it up. Mm-hmm. Deliberately.
Yeah.
Deliberately.
So now these are real themes of this continuity of life.
Yeah, right. This is that quality, that spiritual quality, that we care about you, that you have something to offer. That a lot of them know the goal, I mean, the activists will say, they're just giving us all this cosmetics in order to get away from the bread and butter thing. But to many of these older people, even more than younger people, if there is enough, you know, so they don't starve and rest, et cetera, and we'll manage, there's enough. They're going to be greatly concerned about the quality of life.
One of the problems
is about a lot, right? I think.
Sure. One of the problems is that the whole group of older people contains so many older people today. We've got 13,000, nearly over 100. And
this
is the fastest growing part of the population percentage.
All right, that's wonderful.
Did you see the article this morning about the 298-year-old editors who were in New York yesterday, both still running their papers?
Well,
was that in the Daily Oklahoma?
That's right.
But what it means is that there's a much greater span of life to provide something constructive and useful and interesting for them to do.
Also, which part of our population is growing amongst the older?
Yeah.
You really stop to think about it.
Sure.
Isn't that true? Because
of span? Percentage-wise,
birth control.
You
go into birth control. That's my point. As you begin to have the birth control, a higher proportion, that's what I think, looking to the future, the proportion of our people that will be older in this country, in all the advanced countries, becomes greater, right? It's true of Europe.
Yeah.
It is not true in the non-advanced countries where they're still, you know, like this Latin America, everybody's below 18, practically, you know, half the people. But that's a different situation. Our country, where people are now, you know, the birth control bed, stop at 2, et cetera, et cetera. People are old, and you keep people going. But you know that really, the thing is, the saddest thing that you've done is to go to these rest homes. And I know that they have to have them. I know that, you know, the families can't keep them and so forth and so on. But that thing is not the care they receive. Usually they aren't bad, and they're improving all the time. But they're so damn lonely.
No,
they're so damn lonely. I've talked to these people. I have a 90-year-old man that's in one at the present time. She's as spry as she can be, but she, you know, I go to see her in a couple of times. Just so terribly lonely. And if we could get the feeling among people, young people, that, you know, it's good for you to go out and see your mom or your grandfather or your maiden aunt or whatever it is. You go out and do it, and it's good for your soul. It really is. I think a little of that, we talk about, what can I do to help? And everybody says, well, let's go in the ghetto and help the poor with the downtrodden, black fellow or the Mexican or the Puerto Rican. I'm for that. All that's person starting in life. Also, let's remember, you can do something for these people too.
When I was in New York in law school, I went every Wednesday afternoon, all afternoon, to meet with a group of old men. They were living alone in the rooming houses of South End of Boston.
Wasn't it first one for you?
Oh, yeah.
Apartment and then
it was a great thing, really.
Your volunteer action agency provides a vehicle through which a great deal might be done in this.
There's going to be a reception. That's what I'm glad you mentioned. I'm going to have a reception for the Volunteer Action Agency in about a week or two. I'll be sure that there is good representation from older people as well as the rest. The head of this, the dean, is the The young guy was the former president of Trinity College and head of the American Stock Exchange.
Etherington will be Euphoria, because he is relatively young himself and kind of thinks in youth terms. But I think Etherington, it would be good to be sure that Arthur and John have a talk with him. Tom, I want some orientation on the voluntary action. First, two reasons. One, because older and retired people are prime candidates to participate in voluntary action. I love to help. And second, because people who are unable to participate need the volunteers to go around and see them. My mother's mother, of course, was they were all Quaker sidelines. Well, Quaker, they always used to use the plain speech and wear a Quaker hat. I remember she never missed a Sunday, you know, she was a devout pacifist, but she would drive an old car, clearly across, but she was then about an hour and a half, put her over to Sawtell and visit the veterans at the Sawtell Hospital. That's the theme this week, that she was an older person. So the older person will volunteer, it gives them something to do. And the older people need to have young people who volunteer to go see them. Isn't that it?
That is it.
And if you can get that in your theme and I'd see that Etherington does have representation.
That's an interesting way to deal with it.
There'd be 100
people. Another which is that we're very vulnerable at the moment. At least there's been a lot of flack consequent upon the transfer of the Reluctant Grandparents Program from John's agency to this one. It has been interpreted as a mark of lack of interest, and so it's all the more important. We've run into a lot of flack on that. You know, John has been out going up on Monday.
Well, I think you
have to testify as
well.
Well, it was, yes, but it's the kind of thing. And so this is all the more reason. I'm just underscoring the point you made.
Let me say this, Arthur. One thing that is very important is that you're extremely good, and I know you're articulate, you speak well and so forth. Whenever you talk, you just use a lot of logic. You say you and I talked about it, you know how I feel about it, because I feel very strongly about this. I think that, frankly, I just think it's good for the spirit of this country that we show a little respect for our elders. Second, I think that they had a lot to contribute that some of our younger people, including one even who's getting old, cannot contribute. But third, that here is an area where it's sort of a forgotten group. We say, all right, now we've given you Medicare, we've given you old age housing, and we've given you Social Security. And so now go out to pastures alone and leave us alone. Let's let the youth, the young people, now we, and the fine societies, when you look at the great societies of all time, they have had, of course, a strong ingredient of youth, its vitality and dynamism and imagination and experiment and all the rest. But they always had the balance of age with them. That's what it is. It's it's like a, art, of course, in the drink, but it's like a good martini, right? You know,
right.
I mean, it depends on your taste, but some like them. The Europeans drink 3-1, 2-1, and be gay on them. And we drink them 7-1 and fall down.
But
you know what you're saying? I said back in the Eisenhower administration, this is what I'll be saying too.
I think you could point out, and this is a very nice thing to point out too, that you and the secretary and I, we're not Johnny Conleggies in this field, that we were leading in this field in the Eisenhower administration when we were the secretary and the undersecretary, that we believe it today, that we want a new initiative in this area, that this conference is not just being held for cosmetic purposes, that we want this conference to be something that we want to be able to say, as a result of this conference, something changed in America. Something changed. But in addition, let me say, in terms of change, two-thirds of it in the kind of a world we live is what you said. Go on television. Make speeches. Have put out press releases. Talk about it. You've got to do it. Don't remember that. Don't they all lie? They just do well. People will find out. Forget it.
Now in the conference. Do as much as we can to make control it, but we can influence if we know.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think what you ought to do, if you all could get together and say 3 months before the conference, come in and say, well, here's what we got in mind. Then we'll sit down and look it over, and then maybe we can get a little input.
Right. We've already got the staff.
Right.
But I know. Give you a couple of presents.
Comments.
Right.
You got a couple of 50,000 that we've had on. These other guys have got.
Right.
What is this? You guys. Oh, my goodness. Thank you. You don't.
Everybody's a company.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Put some sand into it.
My wife will tell you, I will respond.
All right.